Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa!
Austin!
Super excited because we are joined by one of our favorite guys in the industry. It is, of course, Sam Hunt. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing really good.
Doing fantastic, especially with the fact you're coming to the McHenry Music Festival, which we are super excited on. I want to start here, Sam, because it's a question that I've been pondering for quite some time now. Is Sam Hunt a better country singer name or a better quarterback name? If there was a quarterback named Sam Hunt or a country singer Sam Hunt, because frankly, I go back and forth. Yeah. I think it's...
Well, I don't know. I guess my instinct right off the bat is goes to sports with the last name Hunt having a little bit of a predatory nature to it. So,
that's good.
So we'll go with football, our quarterback.
Okay.
I kind of like that.
It is a good country singer's name, too.
Totally. It fits perfectly. What happens if you had a last name, something like Samuel Lowry...
Binghamton.
Yeah, Oppenberger or something like that.
Oppenberger. You can tell Mel's hungry.
Would you try to do a funny spin on that, or would you actually just keep a goofy last name like that?
I would keep it. Not to be judgmental towards folks who, I know there are folks who have changed their names, you know, for quote-unquote showbiz, but I just think names are, for me personally, that's your name. You know, there's a lot tied to it that goes back a long time before you got here, so... I think I would stick to it.
That's interesting. I didn't expect that answer, but I actually like it. I don't know what people would call you if your last name was Oppenberger, but...
Well, hopefully, you know, that would just mean you'd have to make the music that much better, so they would have to call you Oppenberger if that's what your name was.
Well, you are playing Friday night at the McHenry Music Festival. This place is great, by the way. Austin and I have been out there.
Yeah.
There's a lake nearby.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's super outdoorsy and fun. And you're going to be there Friday night with Dustin Lynch, also Ingrid Andress, Zach Miller. Because those artists are going to be there, do you ever plan anything if you have a day before or day after where you're going to go hang out with them? Or do you just hang out with, you know, your group of people that are there traveling with you?
We'll typically just hang with the folks that I travel with. A lot of times I won't know who's on the bill on a festival like that until we get there. To keep my head from getting cluttered with so much information, I'll know about where I know where we'll be for about a 2-week block, maybe less. But I love the surprise of showing up and then you find out, oh, you know, Ingrid's here, who I know well, or such a whirlwind. It's hard to really plan out time to spend together because a lot of times we're just in and out.
Now, Sam, how's life with three kids going?
It's going great. 2 to 3 is a big jump, which I was prepared for because everybody told me that. You know, the quote, you go from man-to-man to zone defense. I heard that a million times.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
But so far, it's been pretty easy on me because the little one, Wayman, who just got here, is with mom most of the time if he's not sleeping. That does mean I get a little more one-on-one, one-on-two time with the other two, which has been great. They have to lean on dad a little bit and show him how mom normally does things when she's not tied up with the little one.
Yeah. Well, Sam, the reason I bring it up is because me and my wife we're like in that like between phase. We have two little girls and we're debating whether or not we have a third. And I've always said I'm going to leave it up to her. However, she picked the names for our first two kids and said if we have a third that I have full naming rights. But I feel like that's going to be her main deterrent for having a third because she doesn't want me to name my kids. And based off of your lyric in Outskirts, we're shooting all my baby names down. I feel like you are in that same boat. Like, you know what I'm talking about here, right?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, when you've been married for a little while, if you're not 100% committed to a name and you haven't had it since you were young and have already decided one of my kids is going to be named this, then you might as well, if you don't get a positive reaction off the bat, you might as well move on. So I feel your pain on that.
The number of times we have thrown out names where she'll throw out names and I shoot them down, and then I throw out names, she shoots all of them down.
Uh-oh.
You know, like, I'll at least consider some of hers, but... That might be one of the most brutal arguments that you have in a marriage.
Yeah, I've learned, like, you know, definitely pick your battles. Like I said, you got to be really committed if you're gonna put up the fight for that name. But, you know, you also, it seems like you give them a little bit more, I guess, voting power, since they are the ones that carry the baby for 9 months.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah,
that's why I've like kind of been more lenient. Is there a name that you really wanted that she shot down?
Let's see. This is 3.5 years ago now, before my first one got here. I can't remember now because I'm emotionally moved on.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, you kind of have to put it out of your brain. Otherwise, you're just like,
right, yeah.
It's going to sit with you forever.
It still hangs around. I know it.
Yeah. Well, Sam, again, super excited. Friday night, McHenry Music Festival, guys. We are super excited for you to get back to town.
Same here. We always love coming through you guys' neck of the woods. Y'all are always really good to us. So looking forward to it.
Us too. See you September 12th.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon. See you guys soon.
Okay. See you soon.
Thanks, Sam.
All right. Bye, y'all. Sure thing. Thank y'all.
It's Melissa and Austin.
On US 99.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.